Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. How many times have you, during these past few days, said that or texted it or posted it? It's a greeting that really has a lot of meaning, especially in a Christian sense, because we desire that the person that we greet has happiness and peace, two wonderful gifts that sometimes are very elusive in the world, especially as we are not only about to begin a new year and a new decade, we do so with hope and with trust as people of faith. We certainly do not know what the day ahead, let alone the year or decade ahead, will bring, but we trust that God is with us, by our side, and gives us everything we need to live happily. And for this reason, we begin our new year, or the eve of the new year, here in church, or online if you're watching us through the streaming. There is no better way to put all of our worries into the hands of God. And if we have made spiritual resolutions, which I hope we at least include one, you might look at the January issue of our parish newsletter, The Fatima Faithful, as a beautiful article on possible spiritual resolutions. And among the celebrations of this time of year, the church invites us on the first day of the new year to focus on Mary as Mother of God. And this title in Greek, Theotokos, means Christ bearer. The mother, who is fully human, carries in her womb and brings to birth the divine one, the Christ. At the end of one year and at the beginning of another, we are invited to contemplate her life, to meditate on her actions, and to learn her attitude about God and about human and divine life. And for me, the words of the gospel which really grab my attention are, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. It could be no other way for her. The mystery which she lived and embodied was too great to capture its meaning without a life of meditation. So we encounter Mary, a young teen, totally wrapped in the will of God, but without full understanding, without knowing how her life would be changing. She gave her yes, her fiat, to the angel and in essence to God, and accepted, according to God's will, this beautiful new child, which she gave birth to and laid in a manger. She had accepted the poverty of her circumstances, the glorious message of the angels transferred by the shepherds, and finally now, in this story from Luke's gospel, she is amazed that all of these things have happening, and probably more that are not included in the scriptures. So the need to keep all these things and reflect upon them in her heart helps her to grow in God's will and in God's love, and helps her, most of all, to continue to capture the unexpected vision for day by day and into the future that God has for her. I think those words that jump out at me in the scriptures are so important because it's similar for us. We are people who experience different things in life, and in our society, we can just rush hurriedly on to the next thing. But when we take on, especially changes in our lives, it's important to reflect, to keep these things in our heart, and to allow God to give us insight into the meaning of things. Whether we take on challenges of a career, responsibility of maintaining a family, commitments are going to cost us more than we can imagine. Perhaps we will accept the responsibility for a loved one who cannot take care of him or herself because of being incapacitated or ill. Maybe we are taking responsibility for someone who is in jail. We will spend weeks and months and years trying to understand why God had us experience these different types of circumstances, and how God is with us in our particular history. Mary, the mother of God, had to meditate interiorly in order to understand. It doesn't just come automatically. That is part of our human condition. God gave us this ability to reflect and to pray. Life, with its joys and sadnesses, comes little by little in silence when we try to enter into the presence of God. Mary teaches us to be patient, not only with others, but with ourselves. We can calm ourselves inside our souls, give ourselves moments of silence, and pray that the Holy Spirit help us. Meditating this way on a regular basis, the sense of things in our lives become clearer little by little. So perhaps with contemplation, we can realize that an angry child in our life becomes a proclamation that God continues to renew his presence with the birth of each baby. The sick relative becomes an opportunity for me to demonstrate God's compassion in the world. The isolated neighbor presents herself as someone that Jesus looks for on the side of the road. The inexplicable circumstances of life give us the possibility of saying our yes, as Mary did, and continue our lives with joy and dedication. Yes, tomorrow is the first day of the year 2020 and of a new decade, an opportunity to learn again as Mary, the Mother of God, to spend time meditating in life to fulfill the invitation God has given us. Like Mary, we can receive the life of her Son in our daily Mass, daily life, starting with receiving him in the Holy Eucharist this evening. Once again, happy and blessed New Year.